critical race theory is underpinned by the idea that systemic racism continues to exist in the United States and impacts opportunities for and treatment of people of color. Adrian Evans with United Vision for Idaho says when diverse groups of students aren't included in the country's collective story, it sends a powerful message about who is and isn't valued.
The ramifications for excluding this kind of truthful, albeit hard, history is deeply disturbing. It has a serious impact on students and children, has a serious impact on how we contextualize the world that we live in.
House Bill 377, which passed this session, withholds funding from public schools and higher education institutions if teachers compel students to adopt or affirm the tenets of critical race theory. Supporters say it inflames divisions among people of different backgrounds. Evans says conservative organizations such as the American Legislative Exchange Council have been leading the charge against critical race theory, noting bills to ban or limit it have been introduced in at least 10 states.
This is a really concentrated, coordinated effort to undermine public education and to cast America as something other than what we are. And that in and of itself is indoctrination.
Evans says the country is doomed to repeat its past sins if it can't come together to understand its history.
We have to speak out loudly that this is not the kind of representation that we need, and it is really deeply harmful to all of us and to our collective future together.
Reporting for Utah Public Radio, I'm Bailey Kern.